Four with 13 points on 6 of 9 shooting from the floor. His first trip to the free throw line, where he is number 2 in the league in field free throw makes per game and 4th in percentage at 93%. Dame takes a deep breath on his first of 2 free throws tonight. And he connects. Lillard with 13 of the last 23 points in the win in Miami for the Bucks in the final 6:15 of that one. He has put up big points in the final 5 minutes of each of the last 4 games. Almost double figures in each. 9 points in one of those 4 games as he knocks down the second free throw. And he's got 15 now here in the opening frame in the first half from Chicago. Bucks by 2. Chicago with the ball. 2:40 to go now here in quarter number 2. Vucevic takes the pass down low. He's defended by Lopez. Puts it on the floor with a left-hand dribble. Banging around in the low block. Sends out top. White fires away and splashes a 3 through. 5th lead change of the game. Chicago takes the lead again. Bulls have now connected on what is 7 of 20 from long range. Pass goes to Portis. Portis banging around down low. He's going to rifle it to the corner. Catch and shoot 3 from Beauchamp, who answers with a long one of his own. Side pocket 3, and the Bucks go back out in front. Chicago the other direction with it now. Caruso wants in on the action. He misses too strong on the 3. High bounce off the rim. Portis had the ball, and he was smart to tap it to Beasley. Beasley corrals it, now passes to Lillard. Lillard going the other way. Bucks by 2 with the basketball. Portis with 1:49 to go in the first half. Backing his way in. We got a whistle. And we have a 3-second call, I believe. Yep. So Dame will go to the line for the free throw. The Bucks trying to stretch that lead to 3 here. Chicago team that down on its luck. You thought maybe even more down on its luck without Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan tonight. But on paper would tell you that'd be the case. But free throw misses from Lillard. Rare miss from Dame. But in fact, you could almost make the case. It seems like Chicago has maybe played even better. A little addition by subtraction. Just the energy's better. A lot of folks saying LaVine maybe not as engaged as he could have been in that Boston game. All the trade rumors circulating. Here's a pull-up jumper. That misses from Portis as it rattles out. Chicago away with a rebound. Bucks have not been able to secure an offensive board yet in this game. Here's Caruso. Takes it into the lane. Throws the pass over his shoulder to Vucevic. Vucevic now on Beasley. Sends it to the side. It's tipped and taken away by Lillard. Dame's going the other direction. Little hesitation. He takes it inside and kisses it in up close. Boy, Lillard is just dominating in the paint tonight. He's got 17 now here in the first half, and the Bucks stretch the lead back out to 4. 10 points off 12 Chicago turnovers for the Bucks here in this first half. Here's White. Threads the pass near wing right. Williams can't hit. Rebound. Oh, it's going to be knocked into the corner. Who'd it go off of? I think it's off of Beauchamp. I still haven't seen. Yeah, it is off of Beauchamp. It's going to be Chicago ball. So the Bucks leading 53-49. But Chicago holds on to it with another chance at second chance points. I mean, this has been a refrain throughout this one. 8 offensive boards for Chicago in this first half, and now we got an offensive foul. That is initiating contact and a change to the rules in the last couple years where you are not allowed to seal off the way Kobe White did. It's not a natural movement to just jab your hip back there. And he gets called for the foul, and then Chicago's going to get tabbed with a delay of game warning to boot. Well, the Bulls led by 6 when Giannis picked up that 3rd foul. Since then, the Bucks have gone on a 15-5 run with Giannis on the bench. Lillard's going to bleed that clock down a little bit here at midcourt. And now he crosses over his man, and Lopez gets called for the foul as Lillard was trying to work around the screen. So the Bucks could not stand the prosperity, and they give it back to the Bulls with 39.9 seconds remaining in this first half. Another packed house here at the over 20,000 on hand. You watch here from United Center, home of the Bulls and the Blackhawks in its 30th year of operation. And in the west side of Chicago, Vucevic works it now to Caruso. Caruso on the left baseline, watched by Lopez, takes it down low, through a crowd, sends out to the near side. They work it out top to White. Kobe White tries to turn the corner on Beasley, works it to Caruso. His catch and shoot three is too strong. Horace with a rebound, racing off the other way. A bounce pass to Beasley into the front court. He'll send back to Lillard. Dame around midcourt with a shot clock off and 6 seconds to go now. Trying to play for that final shot. Slings the pass to the corner. Catch and shoot three on the way. No good, but Portis there to clean up. The Beauchamp miss. Lays it in at the horn. So Milwaukee will close on what was a 12-5 run to round out, make it a 17-5 run to round out the second quarter as Milwaukee goes into the locker room leading this thing 55-49 as we go to halftime here in the Windy City. Justin Garcia on the other side of this timeout will have you for the halftime report. Milwaukee trying to make it what would be a ninth win in the last 10 outings they have played. They got 24 minutes more to go before they get to that point. We'll come back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 38,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Grab your squad for Bucks Night Out, presented by Michelob Ultra and Bally Sports Wisconsin. Every ticket comes with a Michelob Ultra or soda on us. Visit Bucks.com/BNO for details.
Halftime in the Windy City, it is the Bucks up 4 on the Bulls, 53-49, our score after 24. I'm Justin Garcia back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. And for the Bucks, it has been Damian Lillard, not waiting until the fourth quarter this time. 17 points on 7 of 10 shooting, 3 rebounds and 3 assists for Dame. He leads all scores in this game. Only slightly ahead of Nikola Vucevic, though. He's up to 16 points with 5 boards. Is the Bulls' big man. And the only other scorer in double figures through this first half is Kobe White, 10 points on 3 of 7 shooting. In addition to those 17 for Dame, the Bucks have been led by Chris Middleton, who scored 9 points in 12 minutes, 8 points from Malik Beasley, just 4 points from Giannis, 4 points, 4 rebounds, 3 blocked shots, 2 assists, and a steal. And Brook Lopez, yet to record a blocked shot in this half, 2 points and a rebound in his 18 minutes of work. But again, Bucks led by only 9 in the early going here. We saw the Bulls storm back, eventually leading by 6 before the Bucks closed out the half strong to take this 4-point lead into halftime. Score in Chicago, 53-49, Bucks in front of the Bulls. When we come back, we will get you caught up on the team statistics and take a look at the NBA scoreboard. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Seats at bucks.com/toast.
.53-49 halftime score in Chicago. Bucks up by four on the Bulls. Mentioned just 4 points in this first half from Giannis. We should point out foul trouble. The reason why, just 13 minutes played from Giannis, three fouls in that first half, and that has led to just the 4 points and four rebounds at the break. Bucks as a team out shooting the Bulls all across the floor, 47% from the field, 32% on their threes. Bulls are shooting 39% from the floor and 30% on their three-point attempts, right in line with their season average from the outside. However, both teams have hit 7 3-pointers, and both teams have gotten to the free throw line 10 times. The Bulls making 8 of those 10. The Bucks just 6 of 10 at the line. 2 of 5 from Chris Middleton, 2 of 3 from Dame Lillard, and Giannis a perfect 2 of 2. So dating back to that game against the Miami Heat, he has made the last 10 free throws that he has attempted. Bulls, where they've taken advantage, has been on the offensive glass. 8 offensive rebounds. They've translated those into 8 second chance points. The Bucks with just 1 offensive rebound, and they've turned that into 2 second chance points. Though they have capitalized, the Bucks have, on some Bulls miscues. 13 turnovers already in this first half for the Chicago Bulls, and the Bucks have scored 10 points off of those turnovers. The other area to make note of, points in the paint, fairly even. 18 for the Bucks, 14 for the Bulls, and again, Giannis playing 13 minutes and getting into foul trouble. A big reason for that and why that number is as close as it has been through this first half. Speaking of close, that is our overall score. It's a close one in Chicago, 53-49, the halftime score. Bucks up on the Bulls. When we come back, we will take a look at the NBA scoreboard. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
53-49, the halftime score in Chicago. It is the Bucks up on the Bulls. Again, thanks to a big, big first half from Damian Lillard, up to 17 points in 18 minutes, and has connected on 7 of his 10 field goal attempts. Halftime brought to you by Uline tonight on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, and it's time for our American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature for the Bucks. As we mentioned coming into this game, you figured a good opportunity to continue to increase those rebounding numbers. It has not been the case through the first half, and especially not on the offensive glass, as the Bulls with 8 offensive rebounds already in this game, and they have turned those 8 offensive rebounds into 8 second chance points. The Bulls also entered with a lower than 50% rebounding rate. They were 29th in the NBA in rebounding, and so far tonight, a 60% rebounding rate, 29 rebounds to 19 for the Bucks. So work on the glass and cleaning that up, really one of the keys to success in the second half for the Bucks. American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams. Visit amfam.com to learn more. Get you up to speed on your NBA scoreboard for this evening. As all told, we've got 8 other games on your NBA schedule this night. Only one is yet to tip off. So let's start with the games in action. Late in Brooklyn, it's the Nets up on the Hornets, 107-104. Cam Thomas up to 23 points, leading the way for Brooklyn. In Miami, the Pacers up 10 on the Heat midway through the third quarter, 92-82. Jimmy Butler is back tonight for the Heat. He scored 20, while Tyrese Halliburton already 33 points midway through the third quarter. In New York, the Knicks up on the Pistons, 83-81. Jalen Brunson with 35 to lead the way. And 3 other games at the half. In Minnesota, Timberwolves lead the Jazz 49-47. In Oklahoma City, it's the Thunder up on the Lakers 72-60. And in San Antonio, Spurs up on the Hawks 66-60. And actually, one final score from tonight in Cleveland, where the Trailblazers beat the Cavaliers 103-95, behind 29 points from Shaedon Sharpe. Our score in Chicago, Bucks 53, the Bulls 49. Dave Kane has the call the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hello, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. Just wanted to say thanks. With the Grand Highlander we got at Toyotathon, we've been able to do so much, including 5 different ski trips, 4 family functions, 3 potlucks, 2 shopping sprees, and we even got a really big tree.
Wow, I'm really impressed.
Dealer inventory may vary. Current offers on these vehicles end December 5th. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyotathon, which ends on January 2nd. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel, it seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Are you ready to be treated like a VIP? Drop the third-party apps and download the Cousins Club app for true VIP status. Then, order your favorite subs and sides directly on the Cousins Club app to reap the rewards. You'll get access to exclusive, limited-time-only products, coupons, and special offers. And you'll earn reward points, free food, and Cousins merchandise. Now that's how a VIP should be treated. Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
Back courtside here at United Center. Dave Kane with you here on this Thursday night. It is the last of what has been a very road-heavy schedule in November. As the Bucks right now leading by 5 points, 55-49 at the midway point in this one. Let's take a quick look at your Pella Doors and Windows rebounding battle. Who's hitting the glass? Presented as always by Pella Doors and Windows of Wisconsin. They can help lower your energy costs. No interest, no down payments for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Check them out at PellaWI.com. And as you look at the rebounding tally so far in this one, 29-19 in favor of the home Chicago Bulls. Bit of a surprising stat for a Chicago team that not necessarily great on the glass, as they've also got the 8-1 advantage on the offensive glass. They've rebounded 60% of the misses here tonight against the Bucks, but amazingly actually have not really fully capitalized on those second chance points. They've got the 8-4 advantage in second chance points, but the Bucks with just the one offensive rebound have somehow mustered 4 second chance points. I'm guessing it's one of the team rebounds that they were able to score some points on there, and that's why it shows up that way in the stats. But it is going to be Bucks basketball to start things as we are now just underway here in this third quarter. It's Lillard along with Beasley, Middleton, Giannis, and Lopez to start things, going left to right in the white uniforms against the black-clad Bulls in their Icon Edition uniforms. It's Lillard going right inside. He lost it but gets it back. Feeds to the corner. Catch and shoot three. Beasley could not connect. He is now 2 of 7 from three tonight. Lob pass going the other way. Climbing the ladder, Patrick Williams sends it down on the two-hand jam. So the Bulls bring some spark to start things here in the second half. They cut it down to a 4-point lead for the Bucks. Giannis on the other side spins down low. He got fouled, and see if they give him a shot here. Ayo Dosunmu is the guilty party. His first foul. They're going to put it out of bounds on the far side. Chicago starting things the way they did in the first half as well. Patrick Williams, Alex Caruso, Nikola Vucevic, Ayo Dosunmu, and Kobe White. Inbound pass to Giannis. Giannis dribbles out top, wants to get it to Middleton, but Caruso's not going to let him do that easily. Has to come to the ball and take it on the handoff with 5 to shoot now. Middleton goes to work, comes to a stop. He's got defenders all over him, has to put up a tough contested shot and misses everything from 15. Good defensive set there for Chicago, who has come out looking sharp on both ends of the floor. It will be Bulls basketball out of bounds. We're brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Chicago going the other direction with the basketball. Kobe White feeds ahead to Caruso, gets it back. He uncorks an open three but misses it. Milwaukee catches a break there. He was all by his lonesome. Kobe White has become the first Bulls player to hit 5 or more threes in 4 consecutive games coming into this. Lopez on the other side misses a three, and the Bucks are off to a cold start to begin things here in the third. Lead is 4. Chicago, though, the other way with the basketball. Kobe White, defended by Lillard, turns the corner on, feeds to the cutting Caruso, who hammers it down with a right hand. So Chicago scores the first 4 points to begin this third quarter, and they have cut the deficit down to 2. Bucks go the other way. Lillard, left wing, around the Lopez screen, defended by Vucevic, feeds to the cutting Lopez. Lopez misses, back iron on the up close floater. Milwaukee's missed 4 straight shots to start things here in the third. Caruso goes the other way. No points in the opening 2 minutes for the Bucks. Chicago trying to put together what would be the 6th lead change of this game. They'll try to do it here. 3 ball is pure. Caruso has effectively erased the 5-point halftime deficit on a 7-0 run for the Bulls. Six-point halftime deficit, I should say. Lopez answers on the other side as he cans the 3 from the right wing. Michelob Ultra 3 puts the Bucks back ahead now. 58-56. Here's Patrick Williams the other way. Works it to Caruso. A head fake going laterally. Takes it down low. Floats the shot up. No good. Strong from 6 feet. Giannis with a rebound. Again, Giannis with just 4 points. He goes steamrolling down the lane and lays it in with a left hand with a couple long strides. Giannis has only attempted 4 shots in this game. Remarkable. 9:20 to play now in the third. Chicago basketball down by 4 again. Caruso top of the arc around the Vucevic screen. Pick and roll action. Caruso takes it down low. Works it to the left side. Now Patrick Williams sends out top. Kobe White had to pick up his own miss, and he got the ball back, but he didn't get the shot off in time, I don't believe. Well, let's say he did. And then the follow is up and good from Vucevic. I'll tell you what, it sure looked like he didn't get that shot off in time, and that's what... Well, you could make the case Adrian Griffin has two potential gripes on that play. And now the ball knocked away from Lillard. He undercuts Caruso going for the loose ball, and he's going to get called for the foul. You could have made the case that Kobe White double dribbled, but they must say somebody got a hand on it from the Bucks side so he could pick it up again. But then by the time he did he get that shot off in time? That's something they can review after the fact. So it'll be interesting to see if Sakakis takes a look at that. As of now, they've got it on the board. 60-58 our score. Bucks with the 2-point lead, but Chicago with the basketball. Kobe White's in the front court, hands it off to Vucevic. Vucevic on the right wing, feeds it to the corner. Catch and shoot three, and Alex Caruso knocks down another one for the Bulls. And we now have seen, they get now 9 lead changes in this game. Middleton sends out top. Lopez hoists up the three, and he rips the cords. So Brook, 2 Michelob Ultra threes here to begin this third quarter. And with 8:14 to go, we go back and forth. Vucevic working on Lopez, sends it out, now gets it back. Quick turnaround jump hook using the left hand, and he floats it over Lopez and good. Tie game again, 63 points apiece. We have played 4 minutes now in the third quarter. Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozanless Chicago team. Giannis attacks, couldn't get it to go at the first, and then stays with it and lays it in up close on the second effort. So an offensive rebound, a rare one for the Bucks, just their second of the night. He gets that one to go. Kobe White on the other end. Slings it to the corner. The Sumu works it down low. Vucevic had it knocked away. Good quick hands, and they're going to say off of Vucevic. Nikola Vucevic is telling his bench, let's challenge this. He's saying, I did not touch that last. And they will. So Chicago is going to take another look at this one with 7:38 to play in the third quarter. It's been a tight one here tonight. Bucks currently clinging to the 2-point lead. We'll come back here on the third from Westside Chicago. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Insulate your home and save on energy costs with Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation. Foamular insulation panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used anywhere, even underground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Pick up your pink insulation panels and start saving today. Remember, a Menards gift card makes a great gift.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month? And you can get the extra benefits you need, like dental, vision, over-the-counter items, and more? I know because I'm a member myself. Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
With NBA League Pass, you get so much game.
Even regular season games?
Yep.
Even some of the in-season tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Can I watch home and away team broadcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Can I watch from my phone while I take a long bath?
Sure.
And if my team wins, can I stand up super fast and splash water everywhere and scream, yes, that's right!
Hey, could we get a normal fan for this commercial? Subscribe at NBA.com/League Pass today. Only select out-of-market games available and local blackout restrictions apply. Additional charges and other conditions may apply. Visit NBA.com/subscriber agreement for full terms and conditions.
Well, we got a good one here tonight. In spite of the fact the Bulls playing without their two leading scorers in DeRozan and LaVine, they challenged that last ruling and it was unsuccessful. So the stop is officially there for the Bucks, and it'll be Milwaukee basketball. And that is the last time Chicago will be able to challenge. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you get double fuel points for delivering more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Also presented by BMO. They're the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. Milwaukee basketball, left to right. Damian Lillard on the floor with Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, Malik Beasley, and Giannis. It's the starting five after that last timeout. Giannis going to work, stops at the free throw line, moves it to the right wing. Middleton pulls up, contested shot on the baseline is an air ball. Caruso is right in his grill. White goes the other way now for Chicago. Into the front court, passes it away before he gets it back. Now a bounce pass to Vucevic. He drives inside, couldn't finish on Lopez, but gets the late whistle, and there is the contact and a foul that will send Nikola Vucevic to the free throw line to try to cut this deficit again. 2-point lead for Milwaukee, 65-63. Had 10 lead changes, 4 ties. Beauchamp and Portis getting set to come in for the Bucks. As the first of 2 free throws from Nikola Vucevic is on the way, and it misses. 83% free throw shooter. Vucevic came into this game actually struggling a bit. 3 straight games in single-digit scoring. He hadn't even had back-to-back games in single digits scoring-wise since 2016 prior to this stretch. So, but he has played well. Mentioned against, he has averaged 19.5 points and better than 10 rebounds a game in 29 regular season matchups with Brook Lopez. And once again, having a good night tonight as he knocks down the free throw. He's got 21 points. Milwaukee basketball the other way. Giannis at the free throw line. He attacks, sends to the corner. Beasley with it. Being defended by Kobe White, gets it to Giannis. Giannis right of the lane, goes to work, laterally into the paint, drives inside and just powers his way in against the overmatched Patrick Williams and lays it in. Now Giannis getting back to his old self here in the second half after a quiet first half with just 4 points. Dosunmu going to fire up a 3 in the corner. He can't hit. Rebound knocked away from Beasley, but it goes to Lillard. Dame's going the other direction with it now for the Bucks. Comes to a stop on the right wing. Going to feed the big man again. Giannis spins down low, scoops it up with the right hand. What a move around Ayo Dosunmu this time. So Dosunmu's number was up. He is just mowing through Chicago's defenders here all of a sudden. Kobe White the other direction, takes it in. Going to hand the ball off to Vucevic. Vucevic turns around but couldn't hit the jump hook, leaves it short. Now Milwaukee with a 5-point lead. Can they stretch it further? 6:10 to go in the third. Giannis, right wing, slings it over to Bobby Portis on the left side. He'll hand to Beauchamp. Beauchamp squeezes off a contested 3, and he tickles the twine. Good-looking shot for Marjan, and the Bucks now on a 9-1 scoring run. Is Marjan his third bucket of the night? And now we got a foul on the other side going against Malik Beasley. It'll be his second foul, and for Milwaukee, team foul number 3. Caruso and Torrey Craig going to come in to replace Caruso for Chicago. Dosunmu getting set to send it in. Ayo Dosunmu out there with Kobe White, Torrey Craig, Nikola Vucevic, and Patrick Williams for the Bulls. A little floater on the way. Vucevic showing some soft touch at the free throw line as he sinks it. Milwaukee goes the other direction with 5:38 to play now in this third quarter, leading 71-66 after that make. Giannis takes the pass down on the right side, and we've got a whistle and 3-second call going against Patrick Williams, I believe. He was camped out down low. Second time that the Bulls have been whistled for that infraction as Dame will go to the line for a free throw. Missed it the last time Chicago was called for that 3-second call. Lillard tonight 2 of 3 at the line. He's got 17 points of those 17. All of them prior to that make were in the first half. Knocks down the free throw though. And now the one-time Milwaukee Buck, Javon Carter back in. Carter's been cold coming into this game. He'd gone 1 of 13 from beyond the arc his last 3 games. Came in shooting the ball, 36% from 3-point range. Giannis turns it over, sent it right to Javon. Carter had an easy takeaway there. Going to work into the right wing to Dosunmu on the other end of the floor. Dosunmu behind the back, hands the ball to Patrick Williams. Williams takes it down the lane, and he'll power it up and in. So the Bucks went ahead by, it was an 8-point lead, and it's back to a 4-point game after Chicago puts up back-to-back field goals. Giannis driving, gets fouled by Torrey Craig, who is trying to sell the fact that he was the victim. But Ben Taylor, our crew chief, will say, no, you were the one that fouled him. So it's Bucks ball out of bounds. Chicago with just their second team foul. With still 5 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Lillard inbounds right in front of us. As Dame will send it in. Jackson's new in for Milwaukee now. Inbound pass goes to Giannis. Giannis directing traffic. Gets the ball to Beauchamp. He's got it on the left wing, defended by Patrick Williams. Going to squeeze off another three. This is a tougher one as he had a hand in his face. Nice box out from Dosunmu on the miss as he taps it to Williams. Chicago can cut that deficit closer. Williams crosses over, goes past Beauchamp. Works it out top to Dosunmu. Now to Vucevic. Vucevic turns it over. Well, Chicago had the edge there. They had the Bucks defense on its heels, but maybe a couple extra passes and then a bad decision there. And it was a wasted opportunity for the Bulls, who had a good start on that possession. 14 turnovers for Chicago. That's been one of the surprise parts of this game. They've actually been outscored on points off turnovers by the Bucks. Giannis launches up a long jumper. Couple steps inside the arc and he sinks it. He's got 14 now. 10 here in this third quarter. Dosunmu sends out top. Torrey Craig fires away from three. Misses short. Giannis with a rebound got knocked down. Bounces back to his feet. There was no whistle. He's going to race off the other direction for Milwaukee. Fake the handoff. Now he's going to take it himself. Spins. Now feeds Portis. Portis from straight away. Missed it. Torrey Craig with a rebound. Hands off to Dosunmu. Dosunmu's got a burst of speed. Takes off. Lays it in on the other side. Bucks transition defense was ineffective there. And the lead is down to four. Beauchamp the other way now. He's into the front court. And Coach Griffin wants a timeout. 3:51 to play. We are at the tail moments of this third quarter. Bucks having a hard time getting that breathing room. 74-70. They lead the Bulls. Back with more here from Westside Chicago after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God. Okay.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Hey, Bucks fans, BMO Blue Carpet Night is back again on Saturday, December 2nd, when the Bucks come home to take on the Atlanta Hawks at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Show your BMO card to enter at the BMO entrance and score exclusive perks until tip-off, like a free gift. Don't forget to bring your BMO card to participate. Also brought to you by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live with Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace for the Bucks and the NBA. Well, the Bucks holding on to a tight lead right now, 74-70 here in Chicago. They've got the basketball after that last stoppage as Dame Lillard takes a handoff from Giannis. Back to Portis cutting inside, and he thumps it down with a tomahawk jam. Good play out of that timeout for Milwaukee as the Bucks go ahead by six now. White on the other side, picked up by Andre Jackson around midcourt. Bounces the pass over to Javon Carter. He'll send a bounce pass over to Vucevic. Vucevic has the ball poked away on the right side by Portis. Taps at it again and forces him to retreat. Now with four to shoot, Kobe White on the outside has to make something happen. Going to hand the ball off. Carter gets it off just in time and gets it to drop. Wow, Bucks defense was where it needed to be. And most notably, Bobby Portis played good defense there, but all for naught. So now Milwaukee looks to set it up. Portis, Giannis, Lillard, Jackson, and Beauchamp. Giannis pulls up, left free throw line extended. He misses that one. Giannis just his second miss this quarter. He's got 10 points, 3 rebounds, and here is White on the other side, feeding it out right side to Phillips. Phillips sends to the top of the arc. Craig has an opening, challenges, and puts it over Giannis and kisses it in. So all of a sudden, lead is back down to 2. Bucks just can't put these guys away tonight. Giannis goes the other direction across the midcourt stripe. He's at the top of the arc with 2:30 to go now in the third. Giannis throws on the Jets. He glides inside, lays it in with the foul. No! Offensive foul going against Giannis. And we'll see if the Bucks challenge here. I think they're going to. Tell you what, on first glance, it didn't look like it was Giannis, but they're going to challenge this one here with still 2:28 to play in this third quarter. And that's a good challenge because Giannis, it'll be his fourth. Looking at that replay just there, I don't know that they're going to win this. Let's see. Let's take another look from the reverse angle. Is he set? I think he is. I think the Bucks are going to lose this challenge. I'll tell you, initially, to the naked eye, it did not look like a charge. But on that replay, I think Kobe White was set. We're going to find out one way or another in a tight game here tonight from United Center. This Bucks team wrapping up a tough stretch with 8 road games in the last 12 outings to close November before next week's in-season tournament. The Bucks will play 8 of their next 9 or 10 games. It could even be, depending on what happens with the in-season tournament, all those games could be at home starting Saturday against the Hawks. So here's what would happen with the in-season tournament. We know the Bucks are playing the Knicks on Tuesday night. And if you haven't got tickets, there are still tickets available because this is a strange setup. They got to sell all those tickets in a week's time when they found out they were going to host that game by virtue of clinching that one seed in the in-season tournament on the Eastern Conference side. So they'll host the Knicks on Tuesday. If they win that game, they will go to Las Vegas to play in the semifinals on Thursday night. If they lose, they will either travel to Boston, depending on the outcome of the Boston-Indiana game, and play the Celtics on Friday night in Boston, or the Indiana Pacers at home again on Friday night if they lose. Hopefully they don't lose and they're in Vegas, but if they do, they could still have another home game on Friday. So it is new to all of us, and we're all kind of figuring this thing out as we go, but still talking about this play here, so that could be encouraging. I initially thought this may be an easy decision. Giannis is getting some kind of an explanation right now as he's talking to Rodney Mott in front of us. But right now, our crew chief Ben Taylor and Natalie Sago still have their headsets on, and they are still looking at the monitor and trying to adjudicate here on whether this is a successful challenge or not. Giannis, if it's on him, it'll be his fourth foul again. And he's got 14.7 rebounds, only had 4 points in the first half. But now was White sliding over at all? I just don't know you're going to have enough to overturn that. I'd be surprised if they do. But the fact that they're still talking about it gives me hope that yours truly doesn't know what he's talking about. So we'll find out. Glad to have you with us, Dave Kane, alongside our stat man, Tom Hecker, making the drive down from Milwaukee on the eve of his big birthday tomorrow. Bill Karambelis, our onside engineer, Justin Garcia in studio, along with Jason Gordon on the controls back in Milwaukee, where the Bucks will head back tonight, take the ride up I-94, and be back in the home confines before you know it. These two teams, in a series that has seen Milwaukee win 19 of the last 22. Talked about the fact 14-2 on the road here in Chicago since 2016-17, where they've averaged wins by margins of close to 14 points a game in that time. That's the largest, or I should say highest win percentage for a road team in that time against a conference opponent in the league. As Milwaukee trying to keep it going. Boy, this is the longest review. This thing is still being talked about. I think if you're a Bucks fan, that's probably good news that they're still talking about it. My initial inclination was that it was not, but folks, at some point, you got to make a decision, right? I mean, like, you can watch it as many times as you like. The video's not going to change. You got to make a ruling. They are still debating this thing. So, as we move on in this thing, Milwaukee trying to make it two wins in this series early on. These teams again will meet shortly on December the 11th in Milwaukee. So they will play three times before the middle part of December. They'll play four times again this year. And right now they've at least got the headsets off, and here's our ruling.
After review, the challenge has been deemed successful. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Kobe White make marginal contact. The basket goes in. It will count. It will be Chicago's basketball on the baseline. Milwaukee will also be given an additional challenge. And since we're in the mandatory timeout window, they will still be charged a timeout.
How about that? So they say no harm, no foul. Giannis right now is arguing, why am I not shooting a free throw? He thinks he got fouled. All right, man, let's beggars can't be choosers, as the saying goes. Take it and run. Successful challenge. I looked at it initially, I did not think they were going to win it, but they say marginal contact, so no harm, no foul, literally in this case. So Giannis going to check out of the game. He still has just the three fouls, and he will get credited with that bucket, and Milwaukee will stretch the lead back to four, leading 78-74 with 2:28 to play now in the third quarter. And they'll hold on to that challenge should they need it. Chicago is out of challenges as they were unsuccessful on their challenge earlier on. Inbound pass will be sent in to Phillips. Gets it to Craig. Now to Javon Carter. They're joined by Vucevic and Kobe White. White sends out top to Carter. Carter on the Vucevic screen. Sends a pocket pass back to Vucevic. Back to Carter now as he retreats. Hands the ball to Vucevic. Back to Carter. Elbow jumper short. But the rebound goes right back to him. Now he's going to send out to Kobe White. He misses badly, but another offensive rebound lands in Phillips' hands. He'll give to Carter. Carter flips it up and connects. The offensive rebounding parade continues for the Bulls here tonight. Milwaukee didn't get a lot of breaks there, some long rebounds, but the Bulls now with the 11 offensive rebounds. And now a near turnover, but they get helped out on the call against Javon Carter. Ball was into the backcourt. If Lillard would have had to retrieve it there, it would have been over and back, but they say Carter fouled him. Andre Drummond just checked in for Chicago now, replacing Nikola Vucevic. Vucevic, born in Switzerland, raised in Belgium. Back in where he's had a big game tonight. 23 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. As Lillard takes the handoff and tried to pass it back to Lopez, but it was tipped away. Now Lillard diving for the ball, had his foot out of bounds when he secured it. So Javon Carter making his life hard there. Comes up with a turnover, and now Chicago will have a chance to tie or get the lead in the third quarter here. We've seen so far in this game 10 lead changes, 4 ties. And Chicago can add another one to the ledger here, depending on what they do. Into the front court, Kobe White, defended by Marjon Beauchamp. Around the Drummond screen, going to stop and pop. His shot is off the mark, and this time the rebound secured by Beauchamp. Shovels ahead to Portis. Portis on the run, flips it off the window. No good, but Jackson there to send it down on the follow-up jam. Bucks back ahead by 4. The rookie flying through to stuff that one home. Carter on the other end, a head fake, going to pull up. His shot clanks off the mark. We got a whistle and a foul. Bucks just have not been able to get these rebounds. Brook Lopez now called for the foul on the fight for the rebound. 11-3, the Bulls with the advantage in the offensive glass tonight. And they're going to get a chance for more points on second chance of the second chance variety here. So Carter to inbound. He's got it out of bounds. Triggers it to Drummond. Andre Drummond, top of the arc. Bounce pass down low. He turned it over. Well, so this is the strange part. Again, Chicago, not a great offensive rebounding team, but what they are good at is taking care of the ball and forcing turnovers. Not tonight. That is their 15th turnover of the game. They've surrendered 12 points off turnovers. They've only scored 9 off the Bucks. Coming into tonight's game, they averaged 19.8 points per game off turnovers. That's second in the league. Pull up 3 on the way. Lillard too strong on the jumper. Rebounded by Phillips. And with 40 seconds to go in the third, Chicago down by 4 with the ball. Carter puts up the high runner. Back iron strong, but another offensive rebound. Drummond powers it right back up and in. They have just been completely overwhelmed on the defensive glass. Bucks just not able to get those rebounds. 12-3, the advantage on the offensive glass now for the Bulls. Campaign, left of the lane, sends out top. Lopez leans back and fires up the 3. No good. Rebound ripped down by Craig, and Chicago with a chance to tie or lead. Here to close things out on the third, depending on the shot. Kobe White wants the shot. Takes it between the rings, pulls up, floater on the leg, got it with 0.4 seconds to go. Yowza. Chicago ties the game on that near last second shot to end things in the third. Fifth tie of the game. We have settled nothing through our opening three quarters of basketball here in Chicago. The Bulls outscore the Bucks 31-25 in the third. We'll be back with more after these words. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Frederick.com to find out how.
Tie ball game going to the fourth. 80 points apiece here in Chicago. If you had this one on your bingo card, well, you've probably been watching the Bucks. Doesn't matter who they're playing. They play tight games. Doesn't matter who's playing for the opponents either. And tonight, the Bulls playing without their two leading scorers, who have struggled. And to that point, shot a collective 24%. DeRozan and LaVine last time these teams played on just 8 of 33. They both missed tonight's game, however, and Chicago has not missed them. In spite of those two missing the game. Chicago ball out of the timeout. Trying for the 11th lead change of this game. Kobe White top of the arc. Working on Portis. Leans up. Puts up the shot. That rims around no good. But wouldn't you know it, another tip in for the Bulls, who have absolutely clobbered Milwaukee on the offensive glass. Second chance points again. 12-4 run now for Chicago. The Bucks just one field goal and closing in on the last 3 minutes of game time. And a turnover. Carter jumps the passing route of Middleton, was trying to get it to Payne. Now they work it to Phillips. Fires away from three. Too strong. Fight for the rebound. And once again, Chicago's going to get it. I'm telling you, I don't have a chance to look at it here, but with now in this second half, I got to think they're close to rebounding. They got to be getting almost toward 50% of their misses. I mean, it has been hard, a tall order for the Bucks to get any rebounds off of misses from Chicago. just unable to secure the defensive rebounds. Giannis going to come in to replace Bobby Portis now, as Portis was called for the foul. And that foul was on the floor, so it's Chicago ball out of bounds. And they'll have another opportunity on a missed shot. Missed shot has become Chicago's best weapon. Here's Kobe White. Hands off to Drummond. Drummond gets Lopez in the air, and there's the foul as Brook comes down on him. That'll be number four for Lopez. Brook Lopez still without a block yet tonight. The NBA's leader in block shots, averaging better than 3.5 blocks a game over the last 8 games. Andre Drummond at the free throw line with 2 shots in front of him now. Drummond bounces it once. He is a good offensive rebounder and has made a name for himself rebounding the ball through his career, but this year he has not been up to those standards. He knocks down the first free throw. He's averaging career lows in points per game and rebounds per game for the second straight year. Came into this game just 6 rebounds and 5.5 points a game, but just 13 minutes a game. And he misses on the second free throw here. And the rebound knocked away from Giannis, but they'll say, fortunately, off of Torrey Craig. But you can take nothing for granted. Last 6 possessions, the Bulls have come away with 4 offensive rebounds. And Chicago's got the 3-point lead now. 83-80, 10:53 to go now in the fourth. Middleton crossing over, working it inside. Passes off to Beasley in the left side. His 3-pointer rims in and out. And the Bucks playing with fire again, allowing the Chicago team to be very close, and not only close, but lead right now. Portis around midcourt knocks it away from Caruso. Now they get it to Kobe White. White on the left wing. Dribbles with the right hand. Now feeds to the left side. Torrey Craig uncorks a 3 and knocks it down on the left side. So Chicago has a 6-point lead now. 86-80. This is their largest lead of the game. Chris Middleton takes it down the lane, feeds to the corner. Now we got a whistle and an offensive foul against Chris Middleton away from the basketball down low. 16-4 run now for Chicago going back to the third quarter. The old saying, playing with your food. Milwaukee is doing that, and right now they are in jeopardy of becoming a meal for the Bulls. Here's a pass going to the left side. Torrey Craig works it to Kobe White. White with a head fake, takes it down the paint, puts the shot up, no good. He got the whistle. It was late, and it was a good call as Bobby Portis fouled him. That'll be the third on Bobby, and for Milwaukee, they are inching their way closer to that penalty now. No fouls against the Bulls. And now 3 in the opening 2 minutes of this fourth quarter against Milwaukee. So Kobe White will take a couple free throws here as he makes his way to the line and knocks down the first. White has started all 20 games this year after just 2 starts a season ago, the former number 7 pick of the Bulls in 2019. And he sticks both free throws here. Tonight it has been addition by subtraction. Chicago without the benefit of their top 2 players. They're playing their best basketball in the last 6 games. Giannis on the other end. After both free throws go, he just turned it over. Lost it on the dribble. Feed goes ahead to White. White challenged, and he's blocked by Giannis. His 4th block of the game. But it goes right back to Carter. Javon steps back on the right wing. He'll feed to Caruso. They cycle it to the near wing. Craig hands off to Kobe White. White zips it over across the court to Caruso. Caruso drives laterally, floats the shot up, no good. Rebound mercifully lands in Giannis's hands. He'll send out going the other way to Beasley. Beasley on the right wing. Sends out top to Giannis. Giannis works it to the corner. Catch and shoot 3. Middleton couldn't hit. Missed it short. Chris just 3 of 9 shooting the ball tonight. Carter goes the other direction. Wiggles his way through a couple defenders. Now passes out to White. Bucks in a major scoring drought now. White sends out. They have not scored in this quarter. Here's a 3-point or a pull-up jumper rather from Craig at the free throw line, and Chicago has a 10-point lead. So with 9 minutes to go, better flip that switch on pretty soon if you're Milwaukee, trailing it by 10 when we come back. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding